Every now and then, you have a conversation you know you will never forget. For NPR correspondent Philip Reeves, that happened in Venezuela. It is where he recently met someone on the streets of Caracas who refuses to be defeated by the crisis there.
I meet her by chance. She's sitting on a wall in a grimy t-shirt and sweatpants. In her hand, she has an old pair of sneakers that she's carefully cleaned up.
Mira, las agarré, las limpié.
She wants me to buy these. That's how our conversation starts. Isi Lady Gokachia isn't from this city. She's from a small tourist town on Venezuela's Caribbean coast called Rio Chico. It's about 3 hours from here. For years, she was happy to stay there because life there was great, she says.
Yo tenía dos restaurantes.
She ran a couple of food stalls. She met people from around the world. She posted pictures of her kids on Facebook. Goicoechea says she started commuting to Caracas about 2 years ago. Venezuela's economy had collapsed. She lost her food businesses. She sold her hair. That brought in a little cash. It wasn't enough.
No aguante ya.
I had to take to the streets, she says. Goicoechea is about to turn 40. Her husband died of cancer a while back, leaving her to raise 5 kids on her own. She has a small house back in Rio Chico, where the rest of the family stays.
Mi casa aquí. La bomba.
In Caracas, she sleeps outside in a gas station, she says. We talk some more. Goicoechea explains that she came here to the capital because there's money here. Where there's money, there's trash. She's one of a group who together rummage through the garbage, retrieving anything of value and cleaning it up. She doesn't do that back in Rio Chico, she explains.
Pero si estoy allá, me muero.
Because people there are now so poor, they don't have much to throw away. After a few days, when she has a couple of bags full of stuff from the trash, she takes the bus home to try to sell or barter it there. This sounds like simple recycling, right? Not quite. I ask Goicoechea where she gets her food from.
Basura.
The garbage, she says. She eats discarded yuca, that's a root vegetable, and plantain bananas, and lots of chicken skin. As she tells me this, she looks straight at me.
No llore. No llore, no llore, que Dios no va.
Don't cry, she says. Don't cry. God will help us. Someone will help us. I ask if she ever gets Venezuela's heavily subsidized government food boxes.
Ay, Dios, señor.
I paid for some, she says. Waited more than 2 months, and they never arrived. When Goicoechea gets sick or cuts her hands, the garbage often serves as a first aid cabinet. She lists the medicines she looks out for. They're past their sell-by dates, but we take them anyway, she explains. When her kids need clothes, again, she turns to the trash. Her 14-year-old daughter needs a school blouse for the next semester. I haven't found one yet, but I'm sure I will, says Goicoechea. You hear that note of hope? That happens a lot in this conversation.
Tengo esperanza.
In fact, Goicoechea says hope is what keeps her going.
Tengo la esperanza de que algún día comerme un bistec que no caiga de allá.
She says she hopes to eat a steak one day that's not come from the trash, to have fresh fish with guacamole.
Coca-Cola, Coca-Cola bastante.
And to drink lots of Coca-Cola. She hopes Venezuela's president, Nicolas Maduro, will fall.
Hay que hacérselo soltar.
We have to get rid of him, she says. She hopes her kids have a better life than her.
Yo quiero que sean mejor que yo.
And that they'll one day understand what I did for them, she says. I ask a final question before we part. How does anyone keep hope alive in a situation like hers?
Ah, viste? No subestimé a nadie.
Ah, she says. Don't underestimate people. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Caracas.